May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God. You are our rock and redeemer. Amen. Who touched me? Jesus was walking through a crowd with the disciples. They were dodging children and sidestepping women carrying bundles of produce. They were pressing together to avoid donkeys or carts and brushing shoulders with all kinds of people. And in the midst of all that, Jesus asks, "Who touched me?" The disciples thought that Jesus was nuts. All kinds of people had been touching him, including most of them. What do you expect when you're walking through a crowd? And why should the touch of one person make a difference? But this touch was different. The woman who approached Jesus was desperately seeking a closer connection with him. She had heard of his healing powers. Perhaps she had even witnessed him teaching or performing miracles from a distance. She wondered, could some of his healing power be meant for her? She had been suffering for so long. When Jesus came close, this woman weaved her way through the crowd until she was close enough to reach out to him. This wasn't an inappropriate or an unwanted touch, not like the ones we've been hearing about from victims of assault who have been brave enough to share their stories and bring accountability to our society. No, this was a desired touch because the woman sought connection with Jesus, and he also sought connection with anyone who was in need. This woman reached out her hand and touched Jesus, and in that instant, she was healed. A 12-year-old weight had been lifted from her shoulders. She could now rejoin society, as her issue of blood would no longer make her ritually unfit for relationships with others. She could make decisions about eating and drinking based on what she enjoyed, not what might make her healthier. She could consider getting new clothes without fear that they would be ruined in a matter of hours. This woman was granted new life when she reached out to connect with Jesus. And Jesus knew it. He felt the power go out of him. The disciples thought he was nuts for asking who had touched him, but Jesus knew better. He knew that the kind of connection that had just been made could not have happened without great faith. Whoever touched him was seeking a deeper connection with him. And Jesus wanted to know who was pursuing him with such great faith. This implies, of course, that the others in the crowd were not seeking Jesus. Or if they were, it was only out of curiosity or perhaps even boredom. They did not want the kind of personal connection that this woman needed. The other folks who were pressing in on Jesus, as the disciples described, were too wrapped up in their own concerns to be looking for a spiritual experience that day. Power didn't leave Jesus when he brushed shoulders with them because they weren't looking for his power. They didn't feel a need for it. This woman was different. Her touch was different. Her needs were different. And Jesus' response was different. In this Bible story, we can learn a lot from the woman who craved an encounter with Jesus. That is the desire at the heart of our spiritual lives as well. Ever since Mary learned that she would be mother of Jesus, people have been searching for the most meaningful ways to be in relationship with him. Mary sang, and so did Elizabeth. The disciples left their families and their livelihoods in order to follow. This woman sought out Jesus in a crowd and touched him. Early Christians shared meals in house churches. Over the course of history, countless people have written icons or assembled mosaics to express their love for Jesus. We have built churches, large and small, simple and ornate. Women and men have responded to God's call to ordained ministry, to bring the word and sacraments to their communities. Over time, some of our spiritual practices have separated us. Martin Luther took a stand for his faith, and he was excommunicated. Disagreements over the meaning and the sanctity of marriage were as divisive in the era of Henry VIII as they are today. Our church has been split over the meaning of baptism or the practice of communion or the proper way to interpret Scripture. One person's desire to grow closer to Jesus has often come at the expense of another's opportunity to do the same. Thankfully, over time, we have realized the error of our ways. Through actions like Called to Common Mission, which is the full communion agreement between the ELCA and the Episcopal Church, adopted 18 years ago, we have publicly recognized the ministry of other church bodies. We have decided that, yes, there are other denominations in which the word is rightly preached and the sacraments are rightly administered. We will not re-baptize folks when they transfer membership from one denomination to another. We will recognize one another's ordinations. Our spiritual practices do not need to separate us. They can keep us distinct. Our denominations are not planning a merge anytime soon. But our different spiritual practices do not need to prevent us from building a relationship with Jesus together. One thing that we hold in common is that we are all in the place of the woman in today's gospel story. We are seeking a deep connection with Jesus. Regardless of how we make that connection, there's no reason that our practices of faith must prohibit the practices of another. And today's gospel lesson gives us another promise as well. When we reach out for Jesus, when we seek that deeper relationship, Jesus will respond to us. He will heal us where we are broken. He will restore us to community. He will look us in the face and tell us that we are loved. That is the true good news in the gospel lesson for this week in which we celebrate Christian unity. Like the daughter of Jairus, when we practice our faith together with others, we may be surprised with new life. The seeds of peace congregations have been planting seeds within our community in hopes that something will grow from our efforts at ecumenical partnership. Tomorrow's blood drive here is one of those planted seeds that is sure to save the lives of many folks. When we honor the spiritual needs and gifts and practices of others, we can find ways to feed our own souls as well. In today's gospel, the disciples didn't get it. But Jesus did. He saw the woman's need. He understood her faith and her deep desire for healing. And just like he is for all of us, Jesus was available to that woman in her time of greatest need. My prayer for all of us is that when we feel a desire for spiritual growth or for new life, that we will reach out to Jesus as the woman did in today's gospel story. And further, I pray that we will each support the needs and desires of every single one of our neighbors. In Jesus' name, amen.